Welcome to Natural Sleep Solutions, Maya's online healthy sleep series. This is episode 2, What to Do When You Can't Sleep. Sleep plays a vital role in good health and well-being throughout your life. Getting enough quality sleep at the right times can help protect your mental health, physical health, quality of life, and safety. This podcast series is designed to help you become a better sleeper. Janet Fontana, registered nurse and sleep specialist, is the creator of the Natural Sleep Solutions series and will be your guide. We hope you find our podcasts and related material helpful.
Hi, this is Janet Fontana. Welcome to What to Do When You Can't Sleep. In this podcast, you will learn techniques to help you fall asleep faster or fall back to sleep if you wake up in the middle of the night. Sleep specialists agree that if you spend too much time tossing and turning awake in bed, you train your body and mind to be awake at night. The strategy we're going to explore is based on the general principle that you should not spend more than 20 minutes awake in bed at a time. This applies to time spent awake trying to fall asleep or to fall back to sleep. If you experience trouble falling asleep, or if you fall asleep quickly only to wake up a few hours later, there are some guidelines you should follow. If you can't fall asleep or fall back to sleep within 20 to 30 minutes, it is best to leave your bedroom and do something relaxing. Getting out of bed in the middle of the night may be the last thing you want to do. However, it is an important strategy to break the cycle of poor sleep and help you sleep more soundly. Studies have shown that the longer you lie in bed awake, the longer you will remain awake, and the more likely you will continue to have sleep difficulties. By getting out of bed and doing some non-stimulating activity, you will fall back to sleep quicker when you return to bed. While each person is unique, you will likely need to stay up for at least 10 minutes before you feel sleepy enough to return to bed. Be sure to keep the lights dim. Use only as much light as you need to be safe. Bright lights can turn on your body's wakefulness system and make it harder for you to fall asleep. Avoid turning on your computer or other devices, not only because of the exposure to bright light, but also to avoid the mental stimulation of surfing the web, checking emails, or other activities that activate thoughts. As a matter of fact, do not engage in any mentally stimulating or stress-provoking activities while you are up. Instead, consider reading a book, working on a puzzle, knitting, folding laundry, practicing mindful walking, doing some gentle stretches, or relaxing in any way that will help you quiet your mind. For a resource with 3 simple bedtime yoga stretches, please see the program notes on our website where you downloaded this session. When you do get out of bed, avoid falling asleep on the couch or in a chair. You certainly don't want to reinforce a connection between sleep and these locations. Instead, you want to strengthen the connection between sleep and your bed. It is also important not to eat in the middle of the night. You don't want your body to become conditioned to snacking when you should be sleeping. When you go back to bed, you may find it helpful to use a different pillow, change your sleep position, or sleep on the other side of the bed if possible. These simple changes help to reset the experience of falling asleep. Once in bed, you may want to listen to one of the guided relaxation exercises provided with this sleep series. Or lie in bed focusing on your breath as you watch your body relax. Perhaps visualize yourself in a place you enjoy. You will learn some relaxing breathing practices in the podcast related to stress and worried thinking. Relaxation techniques can help you fall asleep more easily. These deeply relaxing experiences are restorative for the body and mind. So even if you don't fall back to sleep right away, you are benefiting from the meditative practice. If you return to bed and are still awake after 30 minutes, repeat the process of getting out of bed to do something relaxing. Admittedly, none of these strategies are easy to adhere to when you are tired, but hopefully you won't need to deal with these interruptions in your sleep for long. Do your best to follow these guidelines. The more faithful you are in sticking to the schedule changes and minimizing your time awake in bed, the sooner you will start sleeping well. If you have not yet listened to Rise and Shine and Calculate Your Ideal Bedtime, I recommend you do. These podcasts include strategies related to this program and will help you reset your internal clock for a better night's sleep.